urogenital diseases, puerperal uterus and fever. No significant diseases have been listed in the 36-year-old female patient's history. No complications were recorded at her first pregnancy 6 years ago. She delivered her child per Viaz Naturals. Couple months following delivery, she underwent mechanical contraceptive intrauterine device, IUD, implantation into her uterus. The device was removed prior her second, intended pregnancy, which was uneventful, and eventually her second child was delivered per Viaz Naturals as well. 4 days following delivery she returned home, however, 10 days later she developed continued type high fever. The general practitioner was called for initial evaluation and oral cataphylline medication was prescribed to reduce fever. The following day the patient became even more febrile, 39 degrees Celsius, and experienced splitting pain in the right lower extremity and the hip. She was barely able to walk, therefore she was referred to the Department of Gynecology. No wound infection related to the episiotomy was detected upon physical exam. Lab parameters showed CRP 300 mg per liter, CK 3300 unit per liter, GOT 100 unit per liter, WBC 4.2 gram per liter with neutrophilia. Polymyositis was suspected, therefore electromyography was performed, EMG, at the Department of Neurology and showed no alterations. The patient complained intensive hip pain and malaise. Her condition gradually declined and was transferred to the intensive care unit because of symptoms related to severe circulatory shock with preserved mental state. Blood analysis found metabolic acidosis partially compensated by respiration. Lactate levels were significantly elevated. Right after her condition became stabilized, urgent CAT scan revealed pelvic inflammation extending inferiorly with possibility of abscess formation. The size of the uterus was found normal according to the post-delivery state, while the inner layer of the uterine cavity was found mildly uneven. No circumscribed lesion was detected. Intravenous meropenem was initiated in addition to clindamycin therapy according to the suspected pelvic origin. High-dose penicillin was added to the regimen to include actinomycosis, which could not be ruled out. To exclude abscess formation, pelvic MRI was performed, which confirmed inflammation of the right uterine appendages and further involvement of the endometrium and myometrium was diagnosed. The inflammation extended to the pelvic soft tissue, to the thigh and gluteal musculature with right dominance. Well, circumscribed abscess formation was not detected. The patient developed acute renal failure requiring hemodialysis. Her lab parameter further declined in spite of aggressive therapy, CRP 350 mg per liter, CK 38700 unit per liter, GOT 955 unit per liter, CKMB 274 unit per liter, LDH 1580 unit per liter, WBC 7.9 gram per liter. Despite the high risk, surgical intervention was indicated by gynecologists. Explorative laparotomy found severe inflammation of the right uterine appendages and lightly inflamed, reddish appendix, which was also resected. No source of sepsis was localized in the abdomen. Hemoculture showed Staphylococcus aureus, despite targeted antibiotic treatment, and remained positive after 2 weeks of regimen. As inflammatory parameters remained elevated, localized inflammatory focus was still suspected. Severe septic shock developed, prompting for steroid treatment. Following a transient hemodynamic stabilization, the patient's condition further declined and required vasoactive therapy to increase blood pressure. Metabolic acidosis intensified plasmapheresis was performed. The patient gradually became unconscious. No spontaneous movements were detected in her extremities. Her toes necrotized and massive airway bleeding was detected 4 days prior her death. Respiratory therapy became ineffective. She developed left pulmonolateral ectasia, which was initially resolved removing the coagulum located in the endotracheal tube by urgent bronchoscopy. Urgent contrast enhanced whole body CAT scan was performed for possible brain abscess formation, ARDS, brain ischemia, bleeding, gluteal abscess, septic arthritis and osteomyelitis. CAT scan verified right cerebellar abscess formation, bilateral pulmonary aortic ectasia with left dominance, and multiple, defined, encapsulated fluid cysts corresponding abscess formation in the left thoracic cavity. The liver didn't show any circumscribed lesions. The spleen and the left kidney showed multiple infarctions, which could have derived from septic source and hematogenous spreading with possible superinfection. Fungal or anaerobic stems of bacteria weren't cultured from blood samples. Broad-spectrum antibiotics treatment has been initiated. Moderate free fluid accumulation was detected in the pelvis. Circumscribed, encapsulated lesions with contrast enhancement were not detected in the pelvic or abdominal region. The inner surface of the uterus showed diffuse bleeding occasionally intruding into uterine muscular wall. Patchy contrast enhancement was detected throughout the uterus. Multiple abscess formation was detected in both thighs and in the upper third of the left shin indicated by ring-like contrast enhancement. Instable circulation related to atrial fibrillation required constant cordrone treatment. Anemia increased and diffuse bleeding was detected throughout the body. Oxygen saturation rapidly dropped despite respiratory therapy partially related to the endotracheal bleeding. As cardiorespiratory insufficiency intensified, the patient eventually passed away.